This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Woodward, Rangers manager, and his most exciting thing about spring training. We're here. The only station, the only show out here starting off Rangers spring training coverage on 105.3 The Fan. Sean and RJ brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer, Twin Peaks, and Jellyfish Lighting. What's y'all's most exciting thing?
Roy?
Is there any doubt it's seeing what Corey Kluber has to offer and whether he can bounce back to the Cy Young candidate that he was a year and a half ago?
Yes.
I'm excited about the prospect from that because we kind of felt like we found it's too much to say Mike Minor or Lance Lynn were aces, but we feel like we found two very serviceable number two and number three pitchers. So if Corey Kluber delivers on what he was a year and a half ago to become a bona fide ace in the American League. And make no mistake, Corey Kluber's ace level is beyond anything that we've seen from Mike Minor or Lance Lynn up to this point. That has me tremendously excited about this entire season because a three-man rotation that lives up to the hype of what these guys could be is good enough to compete in the American League, even against the Yankees or the Astros.
It's definitely Kluber for me. I'm trying to compare this to the Porzingis deal. You have more upside, I think, with Porzingis because of the youth and the injury history. Yeah, it's there for both of them. That's the only reason Kluber was available like that. But the upside, man. The upside when you add Kluber to these two could make the Rangers really, really competitive and save their entire season. But for me, it's definitely Corey Kluber number one. Last year it was Gallo. Who was going to take the steps, right? Was it going to be Gallo? Are you going to get anything from Guzman, and your other projects that you have? And really, Gallo is the only one that truly stepped up. Danny Santana surprised. Hunter Pence surprised. But for me, it's Corey Kluber easily.
You know, I thought about Kluber initially, and I agree. But then it's like, no matter how good Corey Kluber is, if Minor and Lynn don't repeat last year, it's all for naught. And
here's why I'm really hopeful of that, though, real quick, Chop, because you got to believe that whatever this ballpark plays like, this new ballpark, there's no way it's going to play as badly as it did against pitchers that the old one did, and think that they thrived. They had career years in that environment where the average run around Major League Baseball was worth about a fifth more here in Texas than it was in other ballparks around the country. I just think just on that alone, if the ballpark is relatively normal comparatively to the rest of baseball, those two got a great chance to repeat what they did
but
last season.
We don't know what the park's going to be like. I don't know that they have. I have no idea. Like, I don't know about Mike Minor and Lance Lynn.
What do y'all think the ERAs were for both of them last year?
Their WAR was amazing together. It was fantastic. I would say 3.26 and 3.78.
I'm going to say around like 3.4 for both. I'll just say 3.4 for both.
Well, it was 3.6 for both. Okay. So when we put the pressure on them to repeat, 3.6 isn't.
That's a good ERA today, 2020.
Yeah, it's good, but I don't think it's
not
like
elite.
It's not unattainable.
Right. Yeah.
Minor was at a 3.59 and Lynn was at a 3.67. So if it was like, 3.2, if it was high twos, I'm like, you're not repeating that. So that gives me some hope that, you know, it can be repeated. But again, Minor and Lynn were available. This team goes to consignment stores. That's what they do. They were available for reasons. Mm-hmm. So there's legitimate doubt as to whether they can repeat the very next year.
Yeah, and that's the big question for me. Can they? Because if they can't repeat last year, like if that ERA is a 4.2,
oh yeah,
okay, which is not that. It's not a ton different, but it's different. If that ERA is a 4.2, I don't know that it matters so much if Corey Kluber does. This team is not going to hit enough. They're not going to hit enough to be able to have two pitchers that are at their number 2 and 3 with ERAs over 4.
Are they better or worse offensively than they were a season ago? Because we knocked them offensively for much of the season, too. And if I remember, like midway through the year, we looked down and we thought, wow, you know, they're like third or fourth in the American League in terms of runs scored.
So they finished 6th in the American League in runs scored.
So that's right out. I mean, if they're going to add a playoff spot, that's in the realm of a playoff spot.
Yeah, their offense was good last year. They're going to be worse offensively.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had a career miracle. Now, again.
But thus, you missed Joey Gallo for 48.
Yeah, but you had Hunter Pence with a miracle season.
Elvis Andrews was down. I agree with
Elvis Hunter. Andrews is Elvis Andrews. We know what he is. He's not going to give you any more or less. You know, if he hits 20 home runs, you take that and you're happy with it. But Danny Santana gave you a miracle year.
Yeah.
So, again, you're always going to get surprises, you know, letdowns and vice versa. But I think they're going to be worse this year.
I would think offensively they're going to be, you know, I don't want to say considerably worse, but 10 to 15% worse offensively. And that would probably put them in the bottom third of the American League in terms of offense. And that's going to be a problem. Again, we don't know what the park's going to be like. If it's a pitcher's park, the offense is going to be even worse, theoretically. If it's a hitter's park, now you've changed the game a little bit. Maybe the offense gets a bit of a boost, but then again, the pitching takes a step back.
Do you think they're going to be better or worse offensively?
I think they're going to be better.
Why?
I don't know. You're the only one I've heard that said that. I don't know anyone else that said that.
I mean, because, yes, they overachieved last year, and I guess you could say the miracle year from a guy like Danny Santana, but you get Joey Gallo healthy for an entire season. You lost Nomar Mazara, but most of us believe Nomar Mazara is a replacement-level player.
Man, Joey only played in 70 games.
He played half of the season, and you finished 6th in scoring without your best hitter with the most pop on your team. That's not even including, you know, an entire year from Nick Solak versus the 30 or so games you got from him last season. And then I also think they'll be better at catcher. I mean, Robinson Chirinos is a professional. Like
he's a better hitter
from catcher than what we've seen in years past. And I also believe they won't sit with the same guy at first base in Ronald Guzman if he struggles as much as he did a season ago.
I think the hate on Nomar, like the loss of Nomar is getting, I think, underplayed. I mean, the guy still hit 270. All right.
With 20 home runs.
Great. Fine. You know, like that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, he still puts the bat on the ball.
It's okay. It's also replaceable.
It like, is replaceable.
I mean, it's nice, but it's replaceable.
And, you know, the guy we haven't talked about.
Adolis Garcia might replace that.
Is our guy Willie Calhoun, our buddy from Topgolf.
Yeah.
You know, last year, Willie, in 83 games, you know, he hit 21 home runs in 83 games, hitting 270. So I'm excited for Willie. So we'll talk to these guys. We'll ask Jared Sandler this question at 8:20 right here on your home of Rangers baseball. Chris Woodward was asked a bunch of different questions from ESPN.com. What's he most excited about? The belief. Our group has a lot of optimism. There's a lot of belief in our clubhouse that we're going to be good, and they expect to be. How are you addressing sign stealing? Making sure our guys abide by the rules. We're very aware of what happened with the Astros. Obviously, that was probably the height of how bad you could do it, but teams are always going to try to get away with as much as they can, so we tell our guys, let's not even border on getting close to the line. Teams are going to get as close as they can. We do that in other ways as far as just preparing, trying to do the best we can with numbers, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But a line has been drawn, and we want to stay away from that. And then Chris Woodward, what is your preferred playoff format? As you have the proposal out there for more teams and bye weeks and all that stuff. And he said, I'm all for more teams. Not because our team right now doesn't grade out as a top three team, regardless of whether I had the best team in baseball or the worst team in baseball, it's healthy for the game. We do it in other sports. So that's Woody touching on some different subjects.
I think baseball lends itself to having more teams be better for it.
I kind of agree with Woodward. What sport doesn't?
What sport doesn't?
Doesn't lend itself to being better off with more teams making it.
NBA.
Okay.
NBA
why?
For sure.
Why would we be better with less NBA playoff teams?
Because, I mean, the 8th, 7th, 6th seeds don't win anyway.
I know, but then you have those markets bail on the regular season.
They bail on the regular season anyway. Right?
Well, they're going to watch less.
I mean, we look at the Mavericks. The Mavericks are a 6th seed. They're pulling ones. You know,
like, and what do you think it'd be if they weren't a 6? Like if we know the second half of the season they're not going to make the playoffs, it would be worse.
It would definitely be worse
because we're not a big basketball market anyway.
Yeah, I mean you're going to watch live sports. You're going to have a built-in audience anyway for live sports.
I mean look at March Madness. Like we're all fine with 65.
Yeah, we don't care. That's a one and done. We don't care. Let's throw it out there. Throw as many teams out there and we're going to consume.
I just think we're at a point, and I've been saying this for a while. We're at a point where all these regular seasons in sports are becoming watered down, less interesting. And to me, an answer to that, if you're not going to shorten it, is to, you know, make your playoffs bigger or make your playoffs include more people. But We're in a regular season decline with everyone except for the NFL.
NFL and college football.
And college football.
Oh, yeah. The fight against the regular seasons in sports, in American sports, has never been more pronounced. There's a fight. There's an argument going on there.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to deal with regular seasons anymore because they don't matter. You know, people have things to do, and they don't want to sit around watching regular seasons.
Like yesterday, Sandler got home. Didn't he look depressed? Sandler got home. We're like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I'm just tired. It was a 3.5 hour game, you know. So you're gonna go through 3.5 hours for 162 games. People don't have that type of time.
Yeah, no. The one thing I do like about the way baseball does it currently that I will miss is that you don't get undeserving playoff teams in baseball.
Right.
You can get it in football. If you get a five, if you start off hot in the NFL, you start off 5-1 because you get an easy schedule. Do you know how hard it is to miss the playoffs at 5-1? Meanwhile, in baseball,
did we almost do it? Oh no, we went 3-0, then 3-3.
Yeah. In baseball, if you win 50 of your first 80 games, you still might not make the postseason. If you're not any good, you will figure that out over the next 80 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.